This is the Aero News Touch and Go with aviation news in brief for March 25th. I'm Paul Plack. The assets of Quartz Mountain Aerospace will be auctioned starting tomorrow, including seven complete Luscombe 11s with low time, engines, props, the tooling, and the type certificate. The FAA has proposed a fine of $1.45 million against Northwest Airlines for flying 757s in violation of the terms of a 1990 AD for undersized wires in the windshield heaters. Airspace restrictions around the U.S. Capitol will tighten when the federal government hosts a nuclear security summit in Washington, D.C., April 12th and 13th, so be forewarned. NTSB's Deborah Herzman has given some of the credit for low runway incursion rates to air traffic controllers. Boeing says the first 787 Dreamliner has completed flutter tests, while the second has completed ground effects testing. The wait now starts for the FAA to authorize certification testing. Boeing calls the WTO's ruling against Airbus subsidies, quote, a powerful landmark judgment and good news for aerospace workers across America, unquote. The German government believes it has stayed within WTO guidelines in preparing a loan equivalent to almost $1.5 billion for Airbus to allow continued development of the A350 XWB. Florida's Brevard County Commission has voted to seek state and federal funding to improve Valkyria Airport, driving a stake through the heart of one of the most horrendous NIMBY groups ever. Two Idaho senators have succeeded in forcing the FAA to seek the approval of the Controllers Union before consolidating the Boise TRACON. And FAA reauthorization looks as though it will bring to pass an airline passenger's bill of rights. Find the full versions of these stories in our daily Aero briefing and in text form at aero-news.net. In today's Aero News special feature, my guest is Brent Blue of ThroughTheFence.org with an update on hangar homeowners versus the FAA. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.